On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Right, it's Tuesday again. Oh, it could be any day you're listening to this, you dingus, because you're on the interwebs. So that's what happens. You can listen to it Tuesday, today, when it gets uploaded, or you can listen to it at your leisure or leisure. Which is that? And I don't even care right now. Do you want to know why? Okay, this is why. Because I'm trying a Mike's Harder. It used to be Mike's Hard Lemonade. Now it's Mike's Harder. I guess that's something good. Cherry lime. It comes in a tin can. I mean, an aluminum can. And I've drank like half of it now. And it's, how many ounces is this thing? I don't know. It's a big can. Big can. Works homicide. Now that's from Dirty Harry, big cop, you know. Anybody can tell I didn't do that to him. Because he looks too good. Oh, Andy Robinson, you ruled in that role. Yes, you did. That was the original Dirty Harry. I want to say 1971. I'm not near a computer, so just... I think I'm right, though. I'm usually right about movies. For reasons. Anyway, drinking this Mike's Cherry Lime. It's okay. If I finish it, I'm going to fall asleep. I'm already feeling the effects. Warning, contains alcohol. You know, really, does that need to be said? It contains 8% alcohol. Ooh, that's almost like wine. And wine is like 11. So anyway, and beer is like 5. Whatever. So I go to buy this Mike's Harder Cherry Lime. And I'm in the liquor store. I'm not going to say which one. But they're all the same, aren't they, really? And there's this weirdo in there. And I'm thinking, okay, weirdos gravitate to liquor stores. But what is that saying about me? Exactly. So I can't judge too harshly or too harder. Mike's Harder because I'm in there too. But this guy was really like right up in my grill, if people will even still say that. He wasn't giving me my personal space because he was trying to get to the guy in the cooler that owned the liquor store and talk to him like, I know that guy. I know him. But he wasn't drunk sounding. I shouldn't say that. But he was weird looking. And I'm thinking, wow, do I belong here? Are these my people in liquor stores? I just thought I was a little bit more than that. And I never go in there. As a matter of fact, in my room is a bottle of wine that I just looked at, and it has a cobweb on it. I swear to all that is holy, that is a true story. I should even try to take a picture of it to prove it. That's how much I drink. It sat there so long that it's... I'm not touching it. I think the last time I drank wine, which is a Malbec, which I love. That's my new wine. Red wine, Malbec from Argentina. And it's good, but it gave me a headache. And sometimes beer, I get a beer headache. So we're going to compromise with the hard stuff, which is gluten-free anyway. Usually hard cider. So, and I actually, in the liquor store, they had a gluten-free selection. And it was a seltzer. And I'm thinking, ugh. You know what? I hate seltzer pretty much, unless it's like maybe grapefruit seltzer I like, but everything else I can't stand. So why am I going to torture my taste buds with seltzer alcohol? I mean, who even makes that? And it was probably like $9 anyway. And I got this for like less than $3 for a can. I still don't know how big it is. You know, they don't even tell you. Why don't they tell you how much is in here? I don't understand that. Unless I just can't. Oh, wait, I find it. 23.5 fluid ounces. That's what FL stands for, people. In case you thought it was full, then you're a dingus again. It's fluid, and I didn't always know that, But you know what? I like to look stuff up. Because looking stuff up is such a great idea when you don't know something. I mean, the time before internets, I mean, you had to find a book or ask somebody. You could do those things, but now people look at you like, why don't you just look it up yourself? Why are you asking, you dummy? So you really have to do that. I'm noticing a lot of planes here. I am outside. It is a nice fall day. It is fall now. That's what happens after summer. The autumn happens. And there's all kinds of planes taking off out of Logan Airport in Boston. And when I worked in Quincy, and I did a year ago, exactly 1 year ago today, whatever day you're listening to this, because it's right in this little time frame, I worked on the Boston Belle, the charter boat that goes out with Captain Mike. Love that job. It was so much fun. I did bartending. I did crew work. I worked at the end of the summer after all the college kids went back to school. Then I'm not in school, so guess what? I'm doing it. He did sell the business, so I don't do that now. Point being, when I'm working there on Boston Harbor, every 2 minutes, every 120 seconds, a plane takes off out of Logan Airport. And we saw every single one. They're right there. They're so loud. You don't miss it. And that's where I learned the every 2 minute thing. So I swear Labor Day weekend, though, they were taking off more than that. It seemed very frequent. I guess it can't be more, but it was like every 2 minutes, they were plane. Going somewhere fun. I'm not. I'm here in Massachusetts. I was staying here. Nothing fun happened Labor Day weekend, as I can recall. It's hard to recall anything drinking Mike's harder cherry lime. It's not cherry limeade. I thought it was going to be better than it was, but my friend Barky sent me a link that I can just make my own cherry lime stuff, and the margarita one looked awesome. So that's my new plan. I don't need the cherry. I don't need the vodka drink, but the margarita one looked very doable and interesting. But meanwhile, I'm lazy when it comes to drinking. Usually, so the can was ready made. If something's ready made, that's what you're gonna do, isn't it? Do you really want to exert yourself and put in something called effort into something if you don't need to? I'm not saying you never will do that, because you're gonna do that a lot, but something like this is just a convenient can, like a convenience store. It's not a convenient store, it's a convenience store. I'm going to make my own store and call it a convenient store just because I'm going to be different. And people are going to come in and say, it's a convenience store. Why do you call it a convenience store? Are you from America? Ain't you speak no inglese? I say, no. You don't even get it. You know what? Get out of my store. Go take your business elsewhere. All right. So this is the Tory drinking show, apparently. And maybe it's better. I'm going to say it's better than usual shows. Oh, I just heard a chipmunk. Scared me a little. I am in my yard. And you know, oh, there's another plane. You hear it? Can you hear it? I wonder where they're going. I always think, are they going somewhere cool? Are they going like to the Bahamas? These ones are all heading in the direction like they just came from Logan. So I'm not seeing any landing. I'm seeing everybody taking off. Get the heck out of here. Go somewhere else. But listen, hear those chipmunks? I'm going to declare open season on chipmunks. Okay? Open season on chipmunks. They make a noise that you might think it's a bird if you don't know any better. Tori's here to edumacate you. Listen to the sound. We'll get closer. It's so obnoxious. It's worse than a blue jay. And those birds are ridiculous. Hear it? Oh. Man, I'm going to get a BB gun, and I'm going to start hunting chipmunk. The problem is they're so adorable. Hey, quiet. I see you on the rock. Stop it. That's right. Run away. Thank you. All right. They just sit there and mock me every day. They mock me with their chipmunk ways. But whatever, it's first world problems, right? I don't know if they have chipmunks in third world. They just have cholera. So I guess we're lucky. Anyway, let's have another swig of the Mike's Harder. Boy, Mike should pay me for this promotion. Yeah, it's getting better. The more you drink, the better it gets. But isn't that true with everything you drink? I don't think Mike's is an exception.
I think it just gets better with everything. As you drink, things get better.
He just came back. Do you believe that? All right, you're hearing it again, right? The nerve of this chipmunk. Is he in the same place? No, he's on a different place. Oh, there he is. Look at this dude. Look at this little chipmunky dude. Hey! I don't come into your world and make my noises, right? All right, he ran under the rhododendron bush, which finally got watered because it rained. Yes, we had rain the other day, as you probably saw. We needed it. It's probably not enough, but it's something. So quit your complaining about the drought. Because there's other places that are droughted worse, I'm sure. And we're living in New England, and everything's great here, right? We have the seasons with the summer and the winter. There's something in between, wait a minute. Yeah, the summer, the fall, the winter, and the spring. We have all four. See, this is what happens when I have a drink. Some people get angry or bitter or sad. No. Never. Not me. Not this babe. When I have a drink, I get very happy and funny and everything's great. I'm sure that's common. A lot of people are that way. And that's the way I happen to be. So everyone's always trying to get a drink in me. But you know what? I thought I was already pretty cool the way I was. So if you can even add like 10 points to that, then you see what happens when Tori has a beverage, an adult beverage. All right, that's what happens. And I am going to have to move myself because you see this little guy? He's really going at it. I think it's like a mating call. But it's every day, all day out here. As soon as I chuck a little rock at him, I don't hit him, but I just like scare him off. Because it's so obnoxious. And that word obnoxious has never fit more. Am I getting belligerent? Am I a belligerent drunk now? No. Hey! Alright, just quiet him down a little bit. He doesn't, you know what, I just gotta move. He's just gonna do his thing. Doesn't do me any good to get near him, or let me just go far away. I'm gonna walk. I know how to do that. And this is how it happens. All right. Maybe I should think of something fun to do for the next Tori show. We have driving Tori, and now we have drinking Tori. Should we have working Tori? Yeah, let's get a job. That would be great. I'll have an occupation. And then I'll take you people to work with me. And you can see what happens there. You know what? I kind of do have a job. I am a warden, as you know, for the city, for elections. I'm the big, not the big cheese, not the biggest cheese. I am a cheese. More of a Colby Jack, maybe. I don't know. John's the big cheese. But I've worked for him for many, 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 many years. And I've worked my way up and I like it. So that is a job. I could take you to work there or could maybe do a live video feed on Facebook from the podcast. I keep seeing my friends on Facebook, a couple, not a lot, doing this live video feed. And you know, it comes on your timeline, you see it, if you follow them, which I do. And there it is. They're on live video and it shows how many people are tuned in or watching, leaving comments, liking, what have you. And I should explore this. I have a smartphone. I think I can do this. This will be what I do. You know, I'm on the other side of the house and the chipmunk is on the other side and you still hear him. That's how loud it is. Hey, you know what I just found? I just found a feather and it's so pretty. I have to save it. It's red. It came from a cardinal, obviously, and it's tiny. It's probably 2 inches long and a half an inch wide. It's precious. I am defining this as precious. I will probably take a picture of it and post it like I did with that leaf. Let me just say, I posted a picture of a leaf yesterday or today, whatever day this is. I don't even know. I don't even care. It's a day. It's a day in the fall. I posted a picture of a leaf And it was a fossil almost. When a leaf is very old, it starts to lose its leaf. I don't know, whatever you call it. Anyway, I took a picture against flagstone, and man, people were raving about it. One of my good buddies, Bill, actually, he's a history professor, and he writes for HuffPost, and he's a big deal. Like this guy. Love this guy. Went to school with him. He said he's going to frame it. Okay? Okay? He's framing one of Tori's pictures that I took of a leaf in the fall. Thank you. You know, and I think I tossed the leaf out. I save a lot of leaves, but in this case, I might have just tossed it. I was raking. I might have tossed it into the barrel. Because you know what? I run across these leaves a lot. They're neglected. They're old. They're missed when you rake. So you find them years later, and they look cool. They're not the some leaves are pretty because of their colors, and I take pictures of those too. Other leaves are just a skeleton, a fossil of a leaf. And that was awesome. And I will find more of those because this property is big, and you can't rake every place every year. And eventually you're going to see an old leaf. Anyway, back to the feather. Yeah, so Facebook friends, stay tuned for a picture of the feather, which you're probably going to already see by the time this is on, because I'm probably going to go take a picture of it shortly and put it on. Okay, one more swig, and I better not drop this feather because I'm trying to balance it very precariously. Oh, yeah. It's still got the zing. I don't think I should drink all 23 ounces. What was it, 23.5? I don't remember. It was some 20 number. I don't know if I should drink it all, but I think I'm going to. I'm a little bit parched. I'm 98% parched, like Napoleon Dynamite used to say. He said some sort of parched number. All right, let's set this down. Let's set that down. I hope I don't forget it, but I know I'm going to. But if I set it right there, it's probably going to be there when I come back, whenever that will be. All right, chipmunk, I hear you on the other side of the house. Boy, he's a little pain. Chipmunks, you know, they're cuter than squirrels, at least. But, they're still, I don't know. They're little rodents. Are they rodents? They should be rodents. But they're darn cute. But that noise they make is so obnoxious that we have to get rid of it. It's like he's frantic now. He's really chirping louder and faster. It's like on a mission. I wonder what his mission is. I got to be Googling chipmunk chirping, what that's about. Because it just happens every summer into the fall. I love when winter comes and the snow buries all the animals. Just bury them in their trees. Get your nuts now. Put them in your tree. You know what? I see them eating them. I see chipmunks and squirrels eating acorns right now. Dum-dum. What are you going to do when it snows like 10 feet this winter? And you won't be able to find any. You better think about that, squirrels. Or is your brain so small that you can't think? That's what I'm betting on. But you know what? They've done this. This is genetic. I mean, this is, like, they already know. It's in them to know that they've got to store away nuts for the winter. I don't know if they were taught it by their squirrel parents or they just figured it out. But hear them? Oh, man. Like it. Don't like it at all. But I've been raking lately because that's what you got to do in the fall. The leaves are coming down from the trees. You've seen it. We all know what happens. So it's a big mess, and you get all accomplished, though, as you hurt your back trying to make your yard nice. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah, he saw me coming. He shut right down. Shut him right down. Just walk over. Just walk around. They see humans. Oh, human. Alert. Alert. Human. Yeah, I'm not a threat to you. I have no weapons. I have a can of Mike's Harder cherry lemonade. No, just cherry lime. It's not even an aid. There's no aid to this. It's just cherry lime. You figure it out. Okay, I'm going to stop promoting Mike's because they're not doing me any favors. They're not giving me any kickbacks. That's all I know. I'm actually getting kind of full of this this drink anyway. You know, if I drink the whole thing, which I'm looking like I'm doing, I'm bloating. It's full of carbonation, and I'm bloating. I don't care for drinking all that soda, because that's pretty much what it's like. A little glass of wine would probably be the way, but again, I'm getting headaches with that, and I have cobwebs in my bottle. And I don't know if I should disturb the cobweb. It's a very nice web. The spider is so tiny. He's got so much pride in that thing. And some human comes along and destroys it. Ah, what a jerk. Humans are jerks. So I'm just going to, like, not drink and leave the bottle there. I mean, you know that's not going to happen. But for now, it's happening. Because I'm not going to drink the wine. Because it just gives me a headache, remember? I just noticed that there's a little AF in the corner of my phone screen as I record this. And AF, you know it means autofocus, right? I can figure that out even in my state. But if AF means something totally different on the internet, you know LOL. Well, AF's another one. It's just initials. It's really catching on. I've used it once because I see it abused, and I only used it once. I'm never using it again. I see it everywhere. It's obnoxious, like the chipmunking chip chip noise. So I'm not doing AF. Hey, so I did want to mention, oh, you missed the burp. I had to pause it for a second while I had a giant belch, because that's not nice. Nobody wants to hear that. I mean, even though I'm down and cool and whatnot, maybe, I'm not going to just do that. Because it's a turnoff. Okay. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, Corey Feldman. What was that noise? I don't know. Who knows? All right. Corey Feldman. He had this horrible video I have already talked about that came out. And then, after that, he went on. He pulled the video and went on and was sad. He was sad that people didn't appreciate his artistic ways. And music. And, you know, dude, I'm just like, I'm like making a video. It's like my music, and you like didn't have to like get all on my case. Like, he says like too much. He's a 45-year-old man. Okay, he really is. Just stop that. I say it once in a while, and I'm older than that, but I don't act like that with that word. I hope I don't act like that with any word. Okay, so I just thought it was kind of funny that he was sad when he made such a horrible thing. I don't know what he really was expecting. And that's confusing. Maybe it was, you know, like, remember when Joaquin Phoenix did that when he decided to not make movies anymore? He said he wasn't going to. He is. He has. He did Her after that, which was good. And he decided to become a musician, and he went on the Letterman show and did this whole thing, which looked like a bit of a joke in itself. It wasn't real. So I can't tell if Corey Feldman is being real, but sadly I think that he is. Oh, wow. Anyway, I would just like to go back to Lost Boys, and like, that was a good movie, and so I did said like, oh. But that was a good movie, and I really did appreciate every performance in it, and Kiefer Sutherland does no wrong to me. I'm sorry. I think he's great. Although in the new the new TV show Designated Survivor, I watched the first episode, and it's okay. It's no 24, obviously, but I'm watching it, though. There was this one guy in it, and I'm looking at him so confused, saying, I know him. You know, he almost reminds me of the guy in Pirates of the Caribbean. The guy that was friends with Jack, that British guy, sure enough, was him. He has a haircut, and he speaks with an American accent. Now, he was trying to trick us all, but I knew it. I looked it up. I said, I bet it's the guy from the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know what? I can't wait for that new movie to come out. It's coming out in 2017. That's like next year, although it could be a few months away. But it's still next year. Hold on. Okay, I'm getting really tired of this drink. Because it's harder to walk now. I feel like I'm swaying a little bit. Anyway, my speech is teeny bit slurred. Not too bad, though. So I also wanted to tell you that this probably happens to you. If you lose something, what's one of the first things that pops in your mind? Somebody took it. Has to be the explanation, because we didn't lose it. And every time, except for one time, my iPod was stolen. That was a fact. I left it in the car, and that's what happened. Other than that, everything I lose, it's not somebody took it. It's that I lost it. Okay, let's put this drink right down. I don't want to be tempted to drink it anymore. Just put it down. All right, it's down. I'm not walking away from it. It's sitting in the middle of the grass. Maybe somebody will find it someday. Like the leaves, the fossil leaves. It'll be the fossil can. Yeah, so why does that pop in my head? Am I that paranoid that someone took it? Why would they even take that and not something of value? Hello? So then you have to think logically, which I can still do even when I drink, because I don't drink that much. Like I said, I didn't finish that can. I'm a one beer queer. And I know it's a two beer queer. And that's it. That's what I am. Never three. I just know my limits. My limited man's got to know his limitations. That's Dirty Harry again. See how I did that full circle there? Well, yeah, the mind tends to want to think that, yeah, somebody had to take it. And that's never the way. Almost never. I can't say it's never, because of course it happens. But it's just, we lost it. We put it in a place we're not familiar with. We'll find it again. And then you find it and you go, oh, yeah, of course. Why would I? Then you beat yourself up a little bit, maybe. Why would I think somebody took this? Why? They're not going to take this. Just not. You lost it, you dingus. I like saying dingus. And do you know where dingus is from? That is Dr. Steve Brule. That is John C. Reilly. Look that up, please. Watch all of the Adult Swim little episodes on YouTube. It's, check it out. So check it out. I love that. He is hilarious. And I don't need to say that. It's just true. It's just a fact. Much like the Funny or Die new video is out now. Between Two Ferns. Very good show with Zach Galifianakis. Hilarious. If you think it's not hilarious, you're wrong. He sat down with Hillary Clinton. She's a good sport. And that was great. And it's funny if you read the backstory to it, which I've done. I don't just need to watch videos and then just, okay, that's it, the end. Lots of times, you don't know this, but I go behind the scenes and do a little research on what I've just watched. And I want to know more. And you should too, sometimes. Not every time, but sometimes. Anyway, Hillary, when they first did that, recorded it, she was laughing so hard at these jokes, they had to stop and start over. So she is aware the second time around what you're seeing of what's happening and what's going to be said. Much like the steaks. When he said he paid me in steaks about Donald Trump, she said I wouldn't eat those steaks. But before that, apparently there was a scatological joke about the steaks. I guess it must have been something like it's going to help me poop later. I don't know. But they edited that one and did the next one where you don't hear that joke. But read up about things. When you watch videos, don't just say, oh, that must be true or that's great. If you really feel strongly or whatever the reason, look up a little more about it. I'm tired of people that see something online and say, oh, that's it. That's a fact, Jack. It's not. It's not. So we're going to wind this down. And I've done this pretty much all in one shot here. That's how it's going to be. Tune in next Tuesday because I'm going to have more. There will be no drinking. If you enjoyed the drinking episode, too bad. I mean, great, but it's not happening again. Even if you clamor for it, you can clamor all you like. I don't drink and I don't go into liquor stores like a weirdo, except that I did that one time or 10 times. Okay, peace. Love is gone, yes, gone, daddy gone. Love is gone, gone. Daddy gone.